Good evening, everyone. This is Vicki with the Ask Spirit Now show, and I was just telling Seth I'm so happy to be here with y'all tonight because I live up in the North Georgia Mountains, as many of you know, and boy, did we have some electrical storms this evening. And I live up in the mountains, so we're a little closer to the heavens up there. And I tell you, I was here in my healing room, and I have my rescue poodle up on the healing table, and I had my rescue golden retriever at my feet because they're so scared of the lightning, but she snores. So I said, you know what, before my show starts, assuming we have electricity, I got to ask you to leave, Goldie. So she had to leave so that I could actually hear y'all. But I'm so excited to be with you this evening, and I want to remind you that I will be taking callers tonight. And I'm not an astrologer, but I did want to remind you that July 11th we're having an eclipse. And eclipses often can be quite life-changing. So they have the power to change our plans, our timetables, our attitudes, and it actually can bring quite a twist into our lives. So I just wanted you to be aware of that and expect a miracle as far as I'm concerned. Let it be a good twist, something really good. And for those who happen to be Pisces, which I am, it could mean a new relationship. So be very, very aware of that. So I wanted to share something that was really special that happened to me last night. I've had a lot of experiences with angels and guardian angels and masters. This one just was so touching and so recent. I was going to sleep and, you know, in that kind of zone that you're in, and I felt a very strong, very powerful presence hovering over me. So I thought it might have been my daughter. I opened my eyes and I felt the pressure on my left arm, and there, of course, was no one there, and she was sound asleep. What my message was, though, it was my two guardian angels, and they both came to tell me, because I had a question, and they answered it, and they said, you know, everything is going to be okay. And we also want to share with you that many of the people that you talk to on the radio and that you meet through your readings are all going through phenomenal changes, and that they need to know that we are here for them. You may have different guardian angels than me, but they were letting me know to tell you, to remind you, to really open your heart and just ask, because they are there for each and every one of us, and especially those of us, not especially meaning in a different, I'm just meaning that especially for those of us who are going through a lot of changes and need that extra, just that extra comfort that we get from our angels, just know that they're there, and just ask them, you know, to bring you comfort. And if there's a situation that is a little bit uncomfortable for you, just ask them, just especially right before you go to sleep tonight, just say, I really need some peace. I don't feel like I can handle this situation anymore. Please bring me peace. And I promise you, I mean, I have seen it over and over in my own life. If we have to ask now, because we do have free will, but it is so phenomenal. And that was such a profound experience for me last night. I didn't get to sleep for a while because I was like, ooh, okay, let's talk some more. You know, I love when they come to me that strongly, because it's like, I'm ready for a conversation. I'm ready to really, have them. And I always, it's so exciting to me, for us here on planet Earth, to validate their acknowledge, if I may, their presence. In other words, they know they're there and they know we're here, but it's very exciting for them to be acknowledged, so that they know that we feel them, hear them, or however your intuitive senses, you know, perceive them. But it's just exciting. So I just wanted to share that because y'all are important to me, and I felt that it was important to share with you. Tonight, I want to talk about the chakras. A lot of people don't really know what they are, or they know that, you know, they come from the word the Sanskrit word, which means wheel. But basically, a chakra holds energy. And these are the energies that connect us here on Earth and with spirit. And there are many nomenclature, meaning there are many ways we can talk about chakras, but, you know, someone else may have a different way of explaining it. But basically, when we talk about our Akashic records, we're talking about all the thoughts and feelings from the very, very beginning of time here on planet Earth, or however that we have had bodies or any semblance of body. All those feelings and thoughts that we have had are stored, and they get stored in our energy bodies here on the bodies that we're holding right now. And even though we may have a soul contract, and even though we may have a specific goal that we're supposed to do this lifetime, there are things that we can do to clear our chakra system, clear our different chakras. And I really wanted to talk to you about that. And I do know that I have a caller. So what I want to do is, as between callers, and, you know, I want to talk about this because it is very, very wonderful to know what aspects of our thoughts and feelings we hold in different chakras, because we can shift the thought pattern that we're holding there. And it reminds me, like, if you're, you know, not consciously now, but unconsciously sabotaging your own success, these are the types of things, or you want to change your karma. This is when we go into our chakras and we find out what those thoughts and feelings are, and then we're able to shift that. And then the law of attraction, those affirmations, can become more, even though they may be affirmations, they're not always positive, especially if they're unconscious affirmations. And everything that we feel and think is an affirmation. So basically, it is very powerful for us to know that. And later on in the show, I'm going to be having Rose to come on. We're going to do some retreats up in Asheville, North Carolina. And even if you're not from Asheville, we're going to invite you to come anyway, because it is a wonderful, wonderful place to just get back and open your heart in nature. And we're going to be looking at a lot of these chakras and how to heal them. And it's going to be one of the most relaxing weekends you've ever had, to open up your heart in Asheville. So we'll talk about that a little later. But I do want to take Annabelle, because she's on waiting to be. Hello? Are you there? Annabelle?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, and you?
I'm doing wonderful. Where are you calling from, Annabelle?
I'm calling from Florida, and
okay.
I was listening to your show, and I think that what you were saying about the chakras, that sometimes they're blocked, and you don't let, like, that energy go through.
Yes.
Yes. And I would like to know if any of my chakras are blocked, because I feel I'm not having success in any area of my life right now,
okay.
Not either in relationships or in love and work. So I would like to know what is missing, that, you know, opportunities I have, but I just don't know if I'm sabotaging myself or is it that I have a blockage. You know what I mean?
Well, I have some Rohan cards which work on the chakras and the thoughts and feelings that we hold. And I'd love to do a full reading on with you, because this would help tremendously. But for right now, I'm going to just pull what I sense is going on. And it's very interesting, because I pulled the root chakra. That's the card I pulled for you, which has to do with, and let me just read something, and it will relate to you, because I'm reading it from my heart, but at the same time, it's for you, okay? It basically has to do with our presence. So if there's something that's not working in your life, typically, Annabelle, it's usually the root chakra something can be held in your root chakra, but it can also be in your third eye. Do you understand what I'm saying by that? Typically, a thought or an emotion is not always just in one chakra. But basically, if we're not rooted into what our life is about and who we are and what's going on that makes us feel a little uncomfortable in our lives, and that's what I'm kind of picking up from you. And basically, that's the area that you would usually start with. And you could clean that out just by, let me just ask you something, okay? I don't want to put you on the spot on the radio, but I'm going to just ask you to do something, because if you have a negative thought that you're holding about, say, your, you know, things are not going well, that in itself, if you're holding on to that, we can typically go into the root chakra and find out what that faulty thought is that you're worried about or anxious about or feel that you're not getting what you want. And but what I want to do, because we don't really have the time on the radio today to do that, I just want you to do something during the week. And I want you to constantly say, I feel safe in the world, Annabelle, because that can help to clear up that root chakra, okay? That can help to clear it up just by saying that. Now, you have to feel it, though. And what I would recommend that you do is just to hold your hand sort of on your belly, you know, just sort of hold your hand there. And you will feel the energy, because I know that you're very in tune. I can feel that. I mean, obviously, if you know about chakras, too, but I can feel it in your heart. And what I want you to do is just hold your hands there and just say, you know, I'm safe. I'm going to let spirit guide me. I am safe. I'm going to let spirit guide me. And I feel that's going to help you to get that feeling of being happy and getting more of what you want. But yes, to answer your question, many of us, Annabelle, have chakras that need to be cleaned of faulty thoughts and energies. Now, there are some CDs that help you to clear the energy in the root chakras and all the chakras all the way up to the just working with the crown chakra. But I have to share with you that the permanent clearance can be when you do the thoughts and the feelings and clear those out with understanding. And that's, of course, what Rohan is. And we work with that in Yandi as well, which is an inner child adult integration procedure. Mm-hmm. That procedure, my gosh, sounds like some medical procedure, didn't it? It's a healing process. And so it's that's what I'm feeling for you right now. Now, I'm going to hold on because we're not done, okay? I'm going to just pull something. I want to pull a card for you because I feel that will help us clear up what could be what's holding the thought in there, okay? So, but we know that, you know, the main area is probably in the root only because that's your presence right now. That's, if you're having difficulty, it's usually, you know, in that feeling of, you know, concern and, you know, feeling free to love and help others because we're not worried about things in our own lives. So hold on just a minute. I really want to just feel. Now I'm gonna ask you something because this is very interesting that I pulled this card. Now you're not here with me, so I can't see it in your eyes, but I can feel you. And I want to ask you: do you feel that you have to be in chaos to feel? I mean, to feel. In other words, to kind of feel like you're alive, to feel like you're things are moving in your life. Do you sometimes feel like you have to create instances to get that going? Does that feel correct to you?
Maybe yes, maybe not. I am not sure.
Okay, good. Okay. Well, these are pretty hefty statements, but one of the things that I want you to say is, and it may not make sense the way that I'm asking you, but so many times, and I was one of them, so I know, I understand this, Annabelle. Sometimes I would create things in my life just to stay busy. I would clean the house. I would walk the dog. I mean, I would do anything in my life to keep me from really feeling what was going on in my own heart, what was really going on in my life. And that was what I did. It just made me feel like I was alive because I had not addressed some of these deep-rooted issues that I finally got a chance to address in my therapies with Rohan. But one of the statements that I want you to say is, I am free to feel love and peace of mind, because when you have a strong presence in this physical body that you call Annabelle, you will feel peace of mind. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I hope that helps. Does that help you to But I mean, as far as blockages, we all have blockages in certain areas, but we can release them, and it feels so wonderful because it does get the energy moving. So just work on those affirmations, but get the feeling going with it. Affirmations are worthless unless you have the feeling that attaches with it.
And you think that could change actually, like your present, the way you, like if things aren't going, maybe the way you think they should go, or like normally, like everybody else's life, like a structure.
Yes.
I mean. That's where I was coming through. Like, I don't feel I have, like, a normal structure. And
well, but what really is normal, Annabelle? I mean, you know what's normal? You know how you know what's right for you? Is do you feel joy in your life? If everyone else is doing whatever and it brings them joy, then they're doing what they should be doing. But there are many people out there that, and I'm hoping I'm understanding you correctly, but there are many people out there that have huge amount of monies, they have huge amount of whatever success, they have whatever, you know, maybe they're living a certain way that you feel like is the right way to live. But you have to wonder, if it brings them joy, then it's right for them.
Mm-hmm.
And if it does, and if it, you know, what I would ask you very simply is, what brings you joy? What really brings you joy? And you know within your heart, because you can feel it. If it feels like it's right for you, then you will know, well, let's say maybe my neighbor does it this way, but it doesn't feel right for me, because we cannot judge ourselves by what other people do. I have very, very dear friends that I love with all my heart, and they do things differently than I do, but what they do brings them joy. I have a friend that loves to do spiritual healings, and it's not that I don't love to do spiritual healings, but I simply love to do readings. I mean, I just love it. Past life regressions, probably one of my most favorite things to do, or readings. And so, do I love spiritual healings? Yes, but do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, am I helping you at all, Annabelle? Am I understanding you correctly?
I understand where you're coming from. I don't know them. I don't feel I'm addressing exactly what I need, but I really thank you for your time.
Well, you're very welcome, and you're more than welcome to call me on go to AskSpiritNow.com. I'd love to do a full reading with you, because I think it would help to clear up some of these issues that you're talking about. Because it's about bringing joy into your life, and that's say those affirmations, and I feel that will help to unblock that root chakra. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. And you know, now that Annabelle is off, I do want to discuss that. The chakra system, I mean, we can do readings on them, but typically one of the things that helps the most is actually having, you know, spiritual healings on these, and getting a Rohan card reading or something that really can help you to address what those thoughts and those feelings are, so that you kind of know what is that feeling of security that you have within you that you're trying to find. And that's what the root chakra basically is about. Now, It's interesting, because when we look in our root chakra, we are looking basically for our physical strength and our independence. And when we're having physical problems and any time of circulatory or reproductive system, pelvis or lower extremities or legs or feet, those are usually physical effects of having a blocked root chakra. And so what you can do, I mean, it can actually, having a imbalance in your root chakra can cause aggressiveness. It can cause you to feel recklessness. I mean, think of all the children that have this. And it can cause you to act without thinking and need approval and actually crave excitement, sort of to make you feel like you have a presence in the world. It's not that you don't have a presence in the world, but you don't feel like you do. And so basically it helps people, you know, and any of us have a block in the root chakra. These can be some of the, you know, it can be a cause of this. And so if you see someone acting this way, you can, you know, you realize, well, you know, especially if they're possessive in relationships, because you can say, wow, that, you know, that that person may have a root chakra imbalance. So it's a fascinating subject. Now, a lot of times things start in the root as to our presence and our presence in the world. And I will have to share that a lot of people, including myself, have had this issue where we want to be spiritual, so we kind of go off. We go off into the spiritual realm, and we don't have a real strong presence on the earth. And what happens is you hear people talk about spiritual people as airy-fairy. Oh, my gosh, she's so airy-fairy. You know, she's out there. And what it is that that is a very true statement in the sense of the chakras, because if you have a real strong presence in the world, you can still have that spiritual connection, because of course we're spiritual beings, and you know, here on earth, and we can still have those connected. And that's when you see some of our great leaders that are very, very spiritual, and you want, you say to, you know, I have said to myself, wow, you know, they have such a presence here. I mean, they're selling their books, they do their workshops, they, you know, they're making money. I mean, they have a real strong presence in the earth, on the earth, but at the same time, they're very spiritually connected. And those people have connected through their, I can promise you, their root chakras are very clear. They may have little moments when things happen, but they know just what to do to clear them out, because they have that real strong presence in the world. That's one of the things kids are working on, because they don't feel real strong, and it can cause aggressiveness in bullying and stuff in kids, because they don't feel like they have a strong presence. And I don't think we can blame the parents for that. I think it's what the children bring in, and it's the way they're having to deal with things in school, and you know, how they're having to peer pressure and all. Now, when we go to the second chakra, call it the spleen chakra, that's basically our inner child. And that's one of the areas that we're going to be working on in our retreats, and I'm so excited about, because it's full of intensity and energy, and it's just like most children. I mean, it gets angry when it doesn't get its way, and the immature inner child does not know how to reason or compromise. It just wants what it wants when it wants. And when the inner child is enlightened and matured, it becomes the source of our joy. Now, when I was talking to Annabelle about joy, that's where we get, when we clear up the root chakra and clear up the spleen, we start feeling this vibrance and this joy, because we feel like we have a reason for being here. We have a presence on this planet Earth as spiritual beings, and it starts to bring us vitality and joy, and then things start just rolling. It's just like you feel like sometimes you're on a path that you don't even have to walk on, like the airport, where it just glides you through, because at that point your root chakra is clearing up and your spleen chakra is opening. And if the inner child is our healer, it keeps us feeling good, interested in life, and full of youth and those vital juices that just keep us excited. You know, I'm so happy to wake up in the morning, and you think of all the things you can do and things that you don't have to do, and you still enjoy. So some of the faulty thoughts that are found in the spleen chakra have to do with forgiveness. And it's very interesting, because when we do Yandi, which is, I mentioned earlier, an inner child adult integration, you're really looking at not just forgiving others, because it's always about, it seems like we're always having to forgive other people, but it's about forgiving ourselves too, and not holding on to the resentment. Because basically, and the guilt, listen, don't forget the guilt. Oh my gosh, the guilt and unworthiness for hurting other people, and also the mistakes that we've made through our wrong judgments. But folks, y'all, we're all human, and we're going to make mistakes. So what we need to do then is we need to clear up these chakras, and we usually start from the first chakra and go up to the second. And but it, you know, it's wherever you find it, and you can feel it, and you can feel it. When you get upset, you can feel that gut-wrenching fear that you have, or something's going on in your life. Our bodies share with us exactly what's happening. I mean, we don't have to pretend, you know, that it is happening or not happening. But now, a lot of times when someone has a blocked spleens. I had bladder problems, kidney problems, elimination problems, pancreas, and muscular system problems. And so it you tend to, when you're kind of got an imbalance in that, you tend to have a little problem getting along with others sometimes. You tend to be proud, kind of conceited and arrogant, lustful, very interesting. And you tend to follow the crowd. You worry about what other people think, and you're power seeking. You're always wanting someone that has some power because you're trying to follow them. And it's also an area of antisocial. And I can certainly in my own life have reality on the times that this has happened. And many, many children that have been sexually abused have huge areas in the root and spleen chakras that get blocked. And I will tell you that it takes years of work. I mean, I have done many, many, many kinds of therapies to heal from this type of trauma. But at the same time, I went into Rohan, and within 2 years, I have found a way that I don't have the pain anymore. And I'm going to tell you something. It's been a miracle for me. I went through Yandi and I went through Rohan. Of course, I'm getting my doctorate in it next month. It has been probably one of the most profound experiences because I always operated from the blocks in those root and spleen chakras and never could ever seem to get out of those areas of, some people call them imprisonment, blocks, frozen time periods of pain, whatever they may be for you, whatever you want to call them. Once you start to unfreeze, unlock, open those up, it is so incredible how your life can start to move and how it can make a shift in the way that you bring in new experiences, new relationships, and new life. Now, one of the areas that, well, we call the spleen the emotional one because that's where we get our emotions. Someone who's highly emotional, almost too much emotional, you'll know something's going on there. They've got some sort of blockage in the spleen that needs to be unblocked. Now, our next one is our navel, or some people call it the solar plex. And that's the thinker. Oh, my gosh. That's the person who is just got to get out there, the achiever. I mean, you have to achieve. A person who has a real strong solar plex area. But what happens if there's a block in it, you start getting digestive problems. You have gallbladder, liver problems. You become a left brain, almost like a left brain hemisphere, kind of almost like a crippling disease of the adrenals get down. And I can remember, you know, years ago, I'd have to go to the chiropractor a lot and get my adrenals always checked and corrected because I definitely am an achiever. And I know that there are many of you listening out there that are achievers. And what you have to do is you just really have to put your hands, any player you're feeling that energy, you need to really just open that area up. I can remember a beautiful singer, Kelly Clarkson, on American Idol. She was on the very first season, and she always held her hand all right around her solar plexus. And what a smart girl, because she was just bringing in peace and comfort to her because she was, you know, I mean, going through American Idol, I would imagine, would be very stressful. And she was so fabulously and still is fabulous singer. And she had – I just always noticed that she always kept her left hand there. And she was not only a gifted singer, but she also knew, even if she only knew subconsciously what she was doing, because it brought such comfort to her. So that's something that you can do. Just hold your – kind of around your belly, you know, around your navel. Just kind of hold your hands there when you're feeling a little bit – of emotion or some, you know, sometimes we get those emotional or I should say irrational fears where you're, you know, you fearful, but you're like, well, why am I fearful? There's nothing to be fearful about. I mean, I've done this before. Other people do it. They survive. You know, they've done it. Millions of other people have done it. Why would I be afraid? And that's something that you can do to help with that. A lot of times when you feel aloof or isolated, or very critical, that's a solar plex issue. So just remember that these are parts of our of our bodies, that once we get these three root spleen and solar plexus chakras moving, it really helps. We usually, when we're doing with Rohan and Yandi and those spiritually based therapies, we always work on those first three chakras because you need to clear those up. Those are the areas of the chakra that need to be cleared up and kind of opened up, because the heart is where we hold most of our pain. It's the place where we hurt the most, our relationships. When we lose someone, we lose a pet, we lose a family member, we lose a spouse or someone we care deeply about, a friend. And that is the area that we need to clear those others up pretty much before. Now, I want to share something with you about balancing the root chakra. Part of that is to balance it, is to give of your gifts. Share, exchange, share who you are, and really let yourself, because a lot of times when we have a root chakra imbalance, we tend to not go out in the world and share who we are. We tend to become self-occupied with our own issues, and when that happens, we're not really sharing our gifts. And so that's a very important way to balance that. Now, as far as the second chakra, one way that you can do that is just through nature, just, you know, art, and you know, just really getting out there, being a part of the seasons. You know, if it's snowing, go play in the snow. If it's in, you know, raining outside, go ahead and enjoy the rain. I mean, I went out today, even I didn't go out in the thunder in the North Georgia mountains, but I did go out in the rain just to feel the rain on my whole body, because it's part of nature, and it just sort of cleanses the soul. Now, when you're looking in the third chakra to help balance that, it's about being mindful. It's about movement in your life. It's about feeling that you can be yourself and move forward in your life without having to put on, I guess I would say, put on feeling like you have to be somebody other than who you are. And when you get that achieving, all of a sudden you find yourself burned out. And when you get that burned out feeling, and listen, it can happen even if you're not working. If you're at home and you're like, how can I get this going? What's the matter with my life? What am I going to do? Nothing's working in my life. You get burned out from that constant thinking. That's that solar plex area. I mean, you can't do another thing. It just feels like you're so tired and you can't think. And I had a wonderful lady. Her name is Frida, and she used to be up at Delphi. And she told me one day, she did some energy work on me, and she said, if you don't slow down and take off from whatever you're doing in your life, you are going to find that you're going to start having some physical problems, because you are pushing yourself to the point that you can't continue this. So I asked, and she said, go out in nature and ask God what you should do. And God spoke to me as clearly as my guardian angel did last night, take 45 days and do nothing. And that means no work. Just go out and play. And I did. I went to the Bahamas. I spent time with my daughter. I got training. I just relaxed. I just let life flow, because I couldn't keep that energy going up. And I want you, anyone out there, to be aware of that feeling that you just can't do anymore. And when you get there, you know that you've got some energies in your solar plexus chakra that needs to be cleared out. You can use your hands to kind of release or put your hands over there and just ask your spirit or your masters and teachers just to please help me release that. And if you do get a chance to do Rohan or Yandi, then I highly recommend that, because you really go deep into all the chakras in Rohan, and you actually pull out the faulty thought and the feelings that go with that faulty thought that you have held since the Akashic records existed. And you start pulling all that out. And when you get that, that's when you have a shift in your life, because you get the understanding. Now, I've listened to chakra CDs all my life. And I have to tell you, I'm not saying it doesn't help, because it does. It relaxes you and it feels good. But for permanency, you need to really figure out what the thought and the feeling is there, because we have had a gazillion lifetimes, y'all. You know that, just a gazillion of them. And every time that we have had any experience, we've had a thought and a feeling connected with that. And until we pull that thought and feeling that's unconscious to us now, we have to pull that out, and then we get understanding. And it's the understanding that makes Rohan so unique. Because when you get that understanding of, oh my goodness, that's what that means, and oh my goodness, that's the feeling I have, then it releases from your chakra system, which is your etheric body and your emotional body and all of the different bodies around you, forever. That is what's so phenomenal about it. It is gone forever. So when you come back next lifetime, oh my goodness, we don't have to deal with that. Now, can we deal with every single thought and feeling this lifetime? Probably not. But at least we get to the most, and I may have some disagreement. There may be some Rohan folks out there that say you can figure out every one of them, and I wish you would call in if that's true. But I feel like that you can get as much as you possibly can, and then you start peeling the rose off. If you may take a petal off the rose, and all of a sudden you get down to the very core. And I hope I can get it done this lifetime, because next lifetime I want it to be so beautiful and easy. Oh, my goodness. I'm ready. I'm just ready. I want to go down to the Bahamas and just have money falling out of the ceiling and have everybody being able to do readings for everybody all the time. And just, that would be my ideal life. So I hope I get all my stuff handled this life. It would be so fun. And I would love to hear how everybody else would love to live their life, because it is fun to create. It's really fun. Now, these three lower chakras, the root, the spleen, and the solar plexus, are all involved in the ego. Now, we all need our ego. There's no point, no part in saying that we don't need that, because that's the part that we're here on planet Earth to balance and to bring into balance so that we can feel with the heart. So it's that ego that needs the enlightenment and the maturing. So and I want to remind y'all that they are not to be killed. They are to be enlightened and mature, because they are vital to the wholeness. We're not here to cut off any life force. Everything that we have is to be honored. The shadow part, the things that we don't necessarily like, we are still to honor that. If we don't want to have it in our lives, we send it to the light. We just say, off to the light. Let somebody else help me with this. But it doesn't mean that you condemn any part of yourself. Because as a whole person, you are a part of God. You are part of spirit. So you know that you are beautiful. I mean, and you already know that. Your life force, your vitality flows right through your root chakra. So I'm sure that you've heard of Kundalini, because that is the life force. So if you shut off your sexual nature, you shut off your life force. And there have been many times in your life you may have needed to do that, so that you could become more aware of something higher. But you will be open, because our goal is to allow that life force to flow and vitalize every one of the chakras, so that as it comes up through the presence, it goes into a state of cooperation. And now, as we go up through the three chakras, we come up to the heart chakra. And that is the one that I learned as the one who cares. That is where we feel the presence of God. We feel love. That's when anybody talks about, well, look at Valentine's Day. I feel his love. I feel her love. And we hold it in our hearts, because it brings the balance. It brings the tranquility and the harmony. It's the center of higher love. And it's that expression and healing energy. And it's really how others think and feel. I mean, it's the one who cares. So, you know, if we're having physical effects that are having to do with the circulatory system or the heart's, the thymus or the immune system, and some of the childhood heart and childhood diseases typically come from a blocked heart chakra. So it's very important to get healing in that heart chakra. And I'm so excited because Rose and I are going to be doing some retreats that I mentioned earlier up in in Asheville, North Carolina, and we're going to keep them very reasonably priced. We've got a wonderful place to go and have them. And we're going to be opening up the heart chakra, cleaning up these chakras so that you can start to bring in new life and feel that joy back in your life, because it is the joy in our lives that helps us to create and helps us to feel excited about life. And when we're excited about life, we bring in the experiences that make us happy. Now, when we have emotional imbalances in the heart, sometimes we can get angry. We feel emotionally insecure, which, I guess there's not one person on this world that has ever felt that. Unable to enforce your own will, you know, being able to get what you want, not in a negative way, but just, you know, we're here on planet Earth to feel and to love and to enjoy our lives. So when you feel like that you're not getting what you really feel like you should have to bring joy, you can look to the heart and feel that there is an imbalance there. Blaming others. Now, that is a phenomenal statement there, because when we blame others, that means we are not taking responsibility for our own lives and for really opening up to our responsibility, not blaming ourselves either. Now, did you hear that? Not blaming ourselves either. But just truly taking responsibility and say, oh my goodness, I am a spiritual being here on planet Earth in this physical body, and I did make a mistake. Okay, all right. So I did it. So, and you move on. And you know, now if you're real, got something serious stuff going on, then you got to deal with that. But this is what opens the heart. I want to take Reverend Rose, because she's on the line. So, Reverend Rose, good evening.
Good evening, Vicki. How are you?
Well, I am glad to hear from you. And I have you had a chance to listen to some of the show thus far?
I have listened to every moment of it, and it warms my heart to hear you talking about our retreat and how we are going to be working with people's various chakras, especially the heart.
Yeah, just for a moment, I don't even know if Annabelle is still on the line, but did you have something that you might want to share with her, too, about some of her comments, Rose?
Actually, as soon as she started talking and asking her questions, I was feeling her energies, and initially I felt her root chakra. And I know that you mentioned that to her as well, and I do feel that's a starting point for her. Once she opens that up, her other chakras are going to start opening up more as well.
Good. Well, it's nice to have two people share something, so I hope that you're still here with us, Annabelle. And we've all gone through having blocked chakras, haven't we, Rose?
Yes, we have.
yes, everyone has them, but we get through them, and that's what's so powerful about it, is we do get through it, and it does shift our lives a lot. So tell us some of the things that you plan on doing at the retreat. I believe it's going to be in September. We don't have exact dates. I believe we're going to be doing one in September in Asheville, and hopefully one in October. But Rose, can you tell me, tell everybody what some of the things you're going to be doing, some of your meditations?
Well, I do specialize with meditations, and some of the type of work we're going to concentrate on is connecting with nature and helping heal Mother Earth. There's some tremendous things that we can do energetically, and I know the attendees will absolutely feel the energies. And we're going to be doing some of the inner child work that you were discussing, as far as we're going to be working with that spleen chakra, sacral chakra.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. Now, when you talk about doing that, you know, we're just doing a weekend retreat. Can you give us, I know that we're going to be airing, July 30th and August 5th or 6th, I believe, whatever that Friday is. Rose and I are going to be giving you some examples in two-part series on some of the things that we're going to be doing at the retreat. But when you're talking about doing inner child work, how can you explain, Rose? I mean, how does that really help somebody, just say like Annabelle that called in and other people that feel like they want to get their life going, but how do you feel the inner child has to do with that? Can that make sense what I just asked?
Yes, it does. Actually, your inner child is your true healer. No, we don't have an inner child running around amok within us. It's a symbol for your emotional self. And it's your emotions that will truly heal you. It's your emotions that bring creativity, joy, and vitality into your life. So when you have a healthy sacral chakra and that inner child is very healthy and you're totally in tune with your emotions, you have a wonderful relationship with your emotions. I mean, you just have tremendous joy and positive experiences being drawn into your life.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting to me because as there's so many children today and adults as well, Rose, that have been abused as children and weren't able to express it and had to actually stuff it down. They couldn't express themselves through their throat chakras. They couldn't express what had really happened. And this inner child work helps with that, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It gives them a method to express those feelings. It helps them to recognize those repressed feelings, and it brings them up to the surface so they can heal them.
Yeah, yeah. I know the work that I have seen people do with the inner child work, those that have had difficult childhoods for whatever reason, they have those areas that are frozen almost in those lower chakras. And when that opens up, it's like a lot of tears come, a lot of anger comes out, and then all of a sudden they start feeling joy again. I mean, I've actually seen it happen in Yandi and different, I know definitely in Rohan and in Yandi. I have actually seen people just get up and almost feel like skipping. Have you seen that?
Yes, I do the Yandi work, as you know, and it's transformational is the best word I can use to describe it.
Yeah.
It's just quite different than traditional counseling, and it does make a world of difference.
Well, one thing with Rose and I, with these meditations, I want to remind everyone that meditations are so powerful. And I have to tell you, for years, I didn't like doing it. I didn't like it at all. Did you, Rose?
No, I could never keep my mind quiet.
Yeah. But something shifted, and I feel that a lot of the meditations that Rose does and the inner sanctuary journey within meditations, they keep you in a focused way. You're still in meditation, but it helps you in a way that makes it fun. I mean, I actually, if I don't meditate every day, I feel a little out of sorts. I mean, I love to meditate now. And tell us your experiences, Rose. Have you found that to be true for you?
Yes, I was probably about as left-brained as a person could be, and just had trouble being focused and clear in a meditation, and I've learned some wonderful techniques to help with that, and it's very powerful, and your soul, God, speaks to you through meditation.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to share, too, that when you start to meditate, your third eye and your crown chakras start to open up, and that also helps those chakras to start releasing those kundalini breaths that you take through the root chakra. And when your intuition starts kicking in, that helps your endocrine system and your pituitary and your immune system. And I have to share something, Rose. I don't know if you've ever done this, but I used to do Botox, which is in the third eye area. And a very dear friend said, stop, because you're in the thymus area. I hope I'm saying that right. In the third eye, and that it actually can do some severe damage. And I just stopped cold. I just thought it was just something to do. You know, I wasn't concerned about it much. But it's been years since I've done that. And have you ever used that?
No, I haven't had anything injected into my face.
Yeah.
I'm a little afraid of that.
Yeah, well, you're lucky because Frida, I believe, told me, I had met her up at Delphi, and she had told me never do new Botox. I know all the doctors out there are screaming at me, but those who want to be spiritually connected and have their third eye, so their intuition and their dedication and their memory really open, they're visionary, you know, really connected with their hearts and with spirit, then at least that's what I was told. Now, I feel a lot better since I haven't been doing it, but it's been so long. I just thought I'd share that for anybody that had any interest in that. Make sure that you know what you're doing with that, especially if you're clairvoyant or gifted and you want to expand those light worker type energies. So anything else you wanted to share this evening, Rose, about some of the things that you do and that you'll be doing at the retreat as far as how the meditations help?
Well, everyone that attends will learn a very solid way to assist themselves, and we just want people to come to enjoy the setting and open their heart and just...
Yeah. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's been very interesting since I've been working with opening my heart. Life has become far less stressful, which means the solar plex area is doing much better, and all the other chakras are doing better. It's very fascinating to me when you open your heart, how you feel. You start to really feel, and you start to address, my gosh, I'm really sad right now, but you don't stay in it as long because you know spirit's there to help you. Have you noticed that?
Yes,
Rose,
in
your own
person.
Yeah.
It is always there, no matter what. And actually, when you work with all those chakras and start opening them up and they're in healthy condition, you're right. You don't stay in those, what we might term as negative emotions, and you really pull yourself out of them very rapidly.
Well, I've been listening to some affirmation tapes at night, and it's been very fascinating because one of the issues about affirmations is we all have them. I mean, and today even, I was doing some cleaning around the house, and we had a lot of rain and everything, and I found myself in another space and time with some issue that I had years ago, and I was already into it, and it was negative, and I was like, well, there's an affirmation, Vicki, and you're wondering why that situation doesn't resolve. And that's what's so wonderful about all of you that are listening tonight, to have your awareness open. Because when you're aware, oh, oops, I'm just in one of those funny spaces. I was there 30 years ago. Why would I be there now? That's because it's still in the chakra, and it has to be readjusted. It's like the groove is there, and you got to regroove it and fill that groove up with something positive. As soon as I was aware of it, Rose, I just immediately said, oops, oh, this is peace. Everything about this situation has harmony and peace in it. And I felt immediately better.
Absolutely.
Immediately. Yeah. 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 So it's just awesome. But I want to thank you so much for calling in. And
I look forward to everyone joining us at our retreat.
Well, thank you. And you have a blessed week.
You too. Take care.
Okay. Thank you. One of the things that I just have a few minutes, I just wanted to let you know that there are a couple of other chakras, and one of them is the throat, and that has to do with expressing. Again, it's called the expressor. And when you're not able to do and say what you want, sometimes that area can be a little blocked. And the area of the third eye, it worries and fears, judgment is usually what stops the third eye, and we have to, that's probably one of the biggest progresses that we can make, is to stop judgments. Anytime that you feel that you're about to make a judgment about yourself or others, and believe me, we judge ourselves probably more than we judge others, just be aware that that comes from the third eye. It can come from other chakras as well, but just it's almost a fear of the future. It's a fear of, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? Am I unable to manifest? And when you get to that feeling, it can cause a kind of a blocked feeling where you do, and just kind of pull the energy out of it. And that, the best way to balance the third and the fourth, I mean, the sixth and the seventh, excuse me, the third eye and the crown chakra, is to meditate, prayer. Just really meditation and prayer. I call them the same thing because that's what they are to me. But I just really want to share that with you. And I want to thank my callers this evening, Annabelle and Rose. And I just want to say, just remember, ask Spirit now, because we have our angels and our guardian angels and all of our spiritual heavenly helpers there to help each and every one of us. And I have enjoyed so much spending this time with you this evening. And remember to visit me at AskSpiritNow.com. Let me know your comments. And I would love to do some readings with those of you who want past life regressions and Akashic Record readings. And I always incorporate the tarot cards with your birthday as well to kind of let you know what's going on. So thank you very much. I just appreciate you listening in this evening. And next week we'll be talking about boundaries. So be blessed. Good night.
Of cut. I know one thing, it looks real good, and I wear the G-string cause it makes me feel hot, it makes me cool, and it hugs my butt. I know girls look at me, and sometimes I look at them too, and you know what they say, hey, I'm the man, I am the man, I am the man, I am so cool, I am so great, I am the man, yes I am the man, I love myself, I love no other. Except my mother. Some days I look in the mirror and I have to gaze at my reflection coming back at me. And I can't believe that is me. Look at me. Hot, very hot. I am constantly getting gifts for free. I say, hey, let's go shopping and we'll buy something for me. You know, watches, clothes, and things like that. And I get the receipt. You can take it back. I am the man. I am so cool. I am so great. I am the man. Yes, I am. Man. I love myself, I love no other, except my mother. I am the man, I am so cool, I am so great. I am the man, yes I am the man. I love myself, I love no other, except my mother. My women are always telling me how good I make the love. I move my butt in a circular fashion, it does the job. Sometimes when I'm feeling oh so nasty, I do not haste. I place my woman on a pedestal, I place her on my face. I am the man, I am so cool, I am so great. I am the man, yes I am the man. I love myself, I love no other, except my mother.
I am the man,
I am the man.
I am the man,
I am the man. I am so great,
I am the man,
yes I am. I have something I must confess to you. The truth is I have none of these things. I live at home with my parents. I don't even have a car. I wash dishes during the day, and I sit alone at my computer all night chatting with lonely women. But to these women, I am something more, something special, something missing in their life. To them, I am the man.
I am the man.
I am the man.
I am the man. I am the man.
I am so cool.
I am the man.
Yes, I am.
I am the man.
I am the man.
I am the man.
and there.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down. They keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp.